Mao's first concern was to feed the Chinese people by turning as much land as possible over to grain production, destroying non-cereal crops and uprooting fruit trees in the process. A campaign to eliminate crop-raiding sparrows backfired when insect-eating birds were also targeted, causing an increase in insect pests. Efforts to make China self-reliant in steel resulted in 10% of the country's forests being felled to feed the furnaces. This had a profound impact on China's environment, with effects in some cases lasting until the present day. Mao's policy towards the countryside has been described in the phrase, "Man must conquer nature," quite different from the ancient concept of harmonious coexistence with nature. As modern China engages with the outside world, which of these attitudes seems likely to prevail? To find the answers, we'll travel to the far reaches of the heartland to see how its traditional cultures and unique creatures are faring today.